right, item number 38.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2013 income maintenance and child care contracts and a Marsha P. Cox Center lease agreement with the state of Wisconsin.
Okay. Director Flo?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, approval of this request will allow us to receive state reimbursement for shared services such as record services, employee benefits, IT, and mail services. The request also gives us approval to enter into a lease with the state for the space they occupy at the COGS facility. The revenue of the lease is $1,690,825, which is 4% higher compared to the 2012 lease, and this is due to the increases in utilities and also security. The state would not pay for the lease for the food pantry downstairs, so we executed a separate lease with them in this new contract. And also, Hunger Task Force is no longer going to occupy room 105 and has a separate agreement with the state to occupy some space in room 102. Overall, there shows a $102,245 tax levy deficit, and this is really anticipated as a result of the state not fully occupying the cost for the operation for 37th Street, the Record Center. The state is going to be vacating during the first quarter, and we need to utilize this space for at least until the second quarter. So that's why we're anticipating this shortfall. We're trying to negotiate a longer-term. We tried to negotiate a longer-term lease with the state, and we offered to do some reconfiguration of cubes so that they can bring some of their other staff that are located in other places to the Cox facility. Unfortunately, we're not able to agree upon that before this board cycle, but we will continue to try to reach out to them and see if we can get some accommodations within the Cox facilities to broker a longer-term lease. But this is what we have before you at this point right now.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the committee? I do have a card from Ms. Tussler from Hunger Task Force. If you'd like to come up. Thank you for your patience today, Ms. Tussler.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a heck of a marathon going on here, huh?
I've never been the last agenda item.
Uh-huh.
My name is Sherry Tussler. I'm the executive director of the Hunger Task Force, and I did want to comment on this item, although I'm supposed to give a report following this item. And so my comment on this item in particular is that we have been working in Room 105 for the last 4 years, assisting Milwaukee County residents to get access to food share when they are not able to get access to food share through traditional means set up by the state of Wisconsin. There are times when people don't get good customer service. There are times when they don't understand what's going on and they need our assistance. We set up there initially to modernize the food share program. People can use a computer, a telephone, and a scanner to apply for benefits now. You no longer have to have a face-to-face interview with a social worker in order to get those benefits. The one issue I guess I would address in the report is that we do not have an agreement with the state of Wisconsin. And we also did have an agreement with Milwaukee County that expires on December 31st of this year, and we were given notice to leave. We did not voluntarily leave. That's not our intent. So we do have some concerns.
I mean, I can. We've been talking, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We've been talking about this for some time, and it was our understanding through several emails and also in conversation that you had an agreement with the state. And I know that one day you have it, another day you don't. But at the end, we were told both from you and from the state that there's an agreement for you to occupy room 102. Have some staff in 102.
The challenge I think that Director Colon has right now is he's negotiating with a gentleman named Ed Kamen, and negotiating with Ed is very, very challenging. He doesn't always follow through on the things that he says he's going to do, and he rarely puts them in writing. And so one of the challenges, of course, is, you know, you've got plenty of space. It is the most ideal location for a welfare office. The Hunger Task Force has been providing advocacy services to the citizens in that building for the last 4 years, but not because Director Kamen would like us to be there. As a matter of fact, Director Kamen would like us to not be there. And so we've become a negotiating point with Director Colon and Mr. Kamen over whether or not the lease will continue. We are a bargaining chip, in effect.
Is this years ago when we had, when I was over there, and I think you had given me a tour, is this the room like where you help people fill out the applications to enroll for food share?
Yes, we have room 105, which the state would very much like to occupy for their verification area, although there's plenty of other spaces in the building, as Hector alluded to. They could put all of their operations in that building if they chose to right-size their cubes and arrange services appropriately. So what we do is we have about 25 computers. People can walk in and they can take care of their business. They don't need to see a state worker as long as they understand how access works. And we provide them with free equipment to use. We let them use our telephones and our scanners to verify eligibility for benefits.
So it seems to me that would be saving staff time. Otherwise, these people are going to have questions that are going to just going to be at staff. So I don't know what the issue is, but hopefully it can be worked out because I think that it's important that they're there to be able to continue to help.
If I could, I think that the underlying issue is that we filed a civil rights compliance complaint with the state of Wisconsin 3 years ago, and it was a founded complaint. So as a new state representative. The state hasn't resolved that yet, and the state doesn't really appreciate us being in the building, finding out that people who don't speak English, read or write English, are not served equally. And they would prefer that we not be in the building because while we're in the building, we collect evidence every day that people are treated unequally.
We got a new project.
Jenna, is that what they're called?
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to clarify, Director Colon, is there other interest from your department's end to use that space?
Not, Madam Chair, Supervisor. There's no interest on our end, but our contract with the state has them occupying that space, so the revenue that's indicated in this contract reflects them occupying room 105. They wanted that. Again, they assured me, and I thought Sherry also assured me that there was an agreement that Hunger Task Force would be in room 102 and continue to provide some of the services less than what they have been doing, because I guess things are getting better, but that they would be present at the COGS facility to provide further assistance. I hope that Ed Kamen is being real and doesn't renege on that agreement. But I've been told several times, and our contract is negotiated based on the fact that the state will now occupy room 105, and Hunger Task Force will be in 102.
Yes, in the contract, you're saying.
Right.
Even that the Hunger Task Force will have another room.
I'm sorry?
Even that the Hunger Task Force will have another room, that's written in the contract?
Well, that specificity is not there, no. But they would occupy room 105, and then I would be very disappointed in the state, you know, considering that they told us this is what they want to do. But we're also in a situation where we got a contract, and I'm hoping they'll stay true to that agreement. But that's the situation we're in.
Okay. One more, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Please. Thank you. Is it possible to exclude 102 from the contract so we can ensure that there's space for Hunger Task Force to work there?
It's 105.
Oh, 105.
No, but he's saying Well, 105. No,
yeah,
105.
The space that they're moving to.
Right.
Right. So the state wants 105.
Right.
Hunger Task Force is supposed to go to 102. Can we just ensure that 102 is excluded from the contract? Essentially, you're still giving them control over that space when it's supposed to be with the Hunger Task Force.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I'm Claire O'Brien. I'm a budget analyst with the Department of Health and Human Services. If we were to do that, that would mean a loss of revenue from the state. The state, we assumed, would be paying for 105. So that would be not part of the lease then.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the same lines, in case the state reneges, is there any space where a Hunger Task Force can rent from us within the building? We got separated from the state of leasing position. That's where I think the right board is going.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, yeah, probably, but not on the first floor, but maybe the basement, maybe the third floor.
And the reason why the first floor is because you see all the traffic and the state is using. Is the state using Hunger Task Force as a chip of renting from us? You don't have to answer that question. I will first, so I make it public. I would like to congratulate state elected state senator Suvette Harris on her victory. I'd like to congratulate state representative on his victory, Senator Flippo. You see what the state is doing to Milwaukee County. I would like you to go up there and be a very strong advocate for Milwaukee County. And even though Suvette Harris, you might not be in the winning party right now, but you can be a very vocal force. And Supervisor Sanfilippo, instead of trying to downgrade Milwaukee County, work with Milwaukee County on the Hunger Task Force. I appreciate that. That's all the comments I have, and that's it.
I'm only in the assembly talking to the senator.
You're the most vocal one so far, so let's leave that alone, okay?
I just think it would be refreshing if we could negotiate with the state and have them understand that we're not interested in a contract that doesn't include the Hunger Task Force. I think they serve a very vital purpose in that building. And I have major concerns about, access, limited English-speaking people not being able to access. I mean, at a meeting with Ms. Tussler, she showed me a stack like this of complaints from people who don't speak English, who are not getting their food stamps. In a couple of cases, we had people that speak Hmong that have to now repay the state because they have mistakes on their food stamp case that were not their fault, but was the fault of, the state because they don't have people that speak their language. And so it's really frustrating, and we've been going through this since before you got here. I know this is your first negotiation with the state, but it's almost intentional, that they're, we don't want them here. The last time around, it was, room 105 was, and so Ms. Tussler made that room smaller, and, they keep smaller and smaller and smaller, like, we get it. So you're trying to make them smaller and smaller and smaller until they disappear. But that's not, that's not in the best interest, obviously, of the people of Milwaukee County. So we have to find a happy medium somewhere. Supervisor Sepper, and Supervisor Mayo.
I agree with your comments. Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with your comments, and I definitely agree with your comments, Supervisor Mayo. But I must have missed it. Where are you located now? Are you in 105 now?
We are located in 105, and with approval of this plan, our space would be leased starting January 1st forward to the state of Wisconsin. The assumption is that we would be allowed to walk around the building and serve customers from room 102, but the concern that we have is that there is nothing in writing. The state has offered the Hunger Task Force nothing in writing.
What type of setup is in 105? Do you have offices? Do you have desk? Do you have like a resource? What does it look like?
It's a long, narrow room filled with small computer cubes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 25 computers that people can just walk in, sit down, and take care of themselves. Our staff assist people who are new to the system or who have a confusing problem with their case, but generally people take care of themselves. their telephones there, so if they want to make a call to the state to do their eligibility interview, they can do that. And we have a fax and scan there so that they can verify their eligibility once they make their claim.
Okay.
All of that would disappear.
Okay. And the main mission of the Hunger Task Force is to what?
We work to feed people today and to end future hunger, and the way that we end future hunger is by getting people to use those federal assistance programs that are they're eligible for, including food stamps.
Okay. Now, where's 102? It's not, how far is 102 not adequately equal to 105?
It's not as big, but I think the question is that I'd like to ask is when was there a change in direction? Because I'm hearing this now of your concerns, but we've been having these discussions for a long time. I thought there was agreement, and so what happened just recently? Did Ed tell you he's not going to do this? Or are you just worried that it's not in writing and then maybe later he... Because we both have received agreement, not in writing, but agreement from Ed that he was going to allow you to be in 102, and I thought everybody was happy. And
hey, who's Ed?
Or an email.
He's the state representative.
He's the state representative.
He runs the program here in Milwaukee County.
Oh, okay. What's that? He gave you a verbal agreement?
And also an email.
An email. Okay. Is it too much trouble to get an MOU or a contract or some type of assurance so they can be comfortable?
Yeah.
You want them to be comfortable in there next year, and I think that'll be suitable.
Okay.
Is that okay? Can you try to get that?
Yeah, we could work on that.
Would that suffice, Ms. What's your name?
Sherry Tussler.
Ms. Tussler, would that suffice?
I think it should.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I just want to make this very clear. Milwaukee County is not going to, in this negotiation, I want to help Hunger Task Force, and if that's not, but we don't use Hunger Task Force as a pawn. We do not want Milwaukee County to lose no revenue, period. And if there's a possibility, if this don't work, we may find some place to put billboards up or a kiosk for Ms. Tusker to let people know if you need help with your Hmong, Hispanic, whatever, and need help filling out this form, we need to help her. But we are not in the business of losing revenue because our taxpayers do not want us to increase that tax base. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
It's a scary day with Supervisor Mayo agrees to serve the people.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Madam Chair,
the fact of the matter is that in 2008 we were able to work this out so that everybody walked away happy and that there was no revenue loss. In fact, I think Ms. Tussler even paid some rent, and so we just need to find a way to make this work.
And Madam Chair, even though I might not agree with you, that don't make me some things, and Ms. Tussler knows since I've been on the board and she's been working the Hunger Task Force, I've been supporting almost every initiative she came forth. So the bottom line is, we're looking out for people in need, but we're also looking out for the taxpayer, okay? Thank you.
All right. We don't have a recommendation.
And where's your vice chair at? She's been sleeping at the switch or something. Come on, give me a break.
Of the contract. On the approval, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
Six ayes, one no. The motion is approved.
I'll do an amendment for Thursday.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right. Item number 39.